When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about Aries season, giving you a general overview of the transits so you know what you're getting into up front. But in case you missed it, last week, Venus entered Pisces. So if you want to know more about that, then definitely check out last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about the upcoming Mercury retrograde in Aries. That episode is coming out a week early so that you can be prepared for the retrograde.
And on that note, since the Sun entering Aries, Mars entering Pisces, and the lunar eclipse all happen this week, in this episode we'll explain those transits in depth now. But other transits that are to come, such as Mercury retrograde, the solar eclipse in Aries, and Venus entering Aries, will be lightly talked about now. So you do have that information to prepare, but we'll have their own episodes as the transits happen in real time. And with that being said, let's dive into Aries season, also known as the spring equinox. So the spring equinox, or Aries season, also known as Astro New Year, happens when the Sun enters Aries on March 19th at 11:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. So how this affects you? Since the Sun entering Aries marks the beginning of astrological new year and obviously the start of Aries season, we begin to take on that Aries ambitious, driven, and a little bit independent energy. We start taking more initiative and being a leader.
During this time, you can expect to be more energized and enthusiastic as you're going about your everyday life. This is a good time to start any new projects and to be bold and proactive as you are pursuing your goals. There might be some changes that come up during this time as you are starting out and doing some new things. So remember to embrace Aries' natural risk-taking energy as you are stepping up and working towards your goals.
There are some key dates you'll want to pay attention to as the Sun makes its way through Aries. The first is on March 21st, the Sun will sextile Pluto. This aspect definitely suggests elements of transformation, empowerment, and growth in your life. Aries season in general, you'll notice with all of these upcoming eclipses and whatnot, it's definitely a time where there's a lot of change. But the change that you might feel on March 21st can be one that allows you to be more determined or more focused and helps you tap into your inner strength.
And then on April 4th, the Sun will be conjunct the North Node. The North Node represents your path in life. This can be a significant day for aligning your choices and path with your purpose and passions. It can bring a lot of clarity, new insight, and reignite a sense of direction in your life.
And then on April 11th, the Sun will be conjunct Mercury retrograde, meaning that that is the halfway point of Mercury retrograde, but more on that later. With this aspect in your life, you might notice that you're more thoughtful, more introspective, and maybe having some realizations when it comes to how you express yourself or how you communicate. The next thing that happens this week is Mars entering Pisces. This happens on March 22nd at 7:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know is that when Mars, that assertive, driven energy, is in the more compassionate water sign of Pisces, you might notice that you're being led more by your intuition or your spiritual beliefs, and you can also expect to feel a little bit more empathy in your life.
Mars in Pisces is encouraging you to trust your instincts and to follow your inner guidance. During this time, your motivation and actions are more likely to be based on your compassion and intuition rather than relying on logic and reasoning.
The key dates you'll want to pay attention to, also known as the aspects Mars will make during its time in Pisces, include: on April 10th, Mars will be conjunct Saturn. Mars conjunct Saturn can definitely bring a lot of discipline and focus when it comes to the things that you are working on, whether that be any responsibilities or long-term goals. If you're looking for a boost of patience and perseverance, April 10th might be your day.
And then on April 19th, Mars will be making two aspects. The first one is a sextile to Jupiter, which is going to bring about a sense of optimism, confidence, and enthusiasm. It's a good day to take risks, explore new opportunities, and to learn something new. On that same day, April 19th, Mars will also be sextile Uranus, which is encouraging us to be more innovative, spontaneous, and to embrace change. This is a very bold energy. You might notice that things are happening very quickly and a lot of things are changing on this day.
And then on April 29th, Mars will conjunct Neptune. This aspect can bring a sense of inspiration and compassion, but it's definitely going to be very important that with Neptune being the foggy energy that it is and Mars being our ambition, that we're also being mindful of any illusions or confusion before jumping into something new that might feel like it's the right thing to do. Just proceed with caution. And then eclipse season will begin this week with the lunar eclipse in Libra on March 25th at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So how this affects you? Lunar eclipses in general often bring about endings or revelations. Libra is focused on balance. It's also focused on harmony and our relationships. This eclipse might prompt you to reassess the balance in your life and find new ways to create better harmony or ways to improve the relationships in your life as well.
Also, lunar eclipses might bring your emotions to the surface and illuminate different things going on in your life that need some attention or some resolutions. This makes it a good time to let go of what no longer serves you and to embrace the positive changes that are going on. Unlike a typical full moon, it's typically recommended not to take any extreme actions around this time. Instead, let things happen naturally and wait until the energy subsides before making any big decisions.
There are some aspects to this eclipse that make it just a little bit more nuanced. The first is that the sun will be conjunct Neptune and the moon opposite Neptune. So this can definitely bring some stronger intuition, but at the same time, we might be a little bit more sensitive. With the sun conjunct Neptune, there is more of the desire to make this a very spiritual eclipse. But the moon opposite Neptune can bring about some confusion when it comes to our emotions. So it's definitely going to be important to stay grounded while embracing the spiritual insights that this eclipse might have to offer.
This lunar eclipse will also have the sun sextile Pluto and the moon trine Pluto. These aspects bring about opportunities for personal transformation and empowerment. With the sun sextile Pluto, your inner strength, determination, and resilience is going to be enhanced. And at the same time, with the moon trine Pluto, it's going to support your ability to look within, heal, and explore your emotions more deeply and honestly.
Now, everything else that we're about to mention will have their own episodes in the weeks to come, but you're probably going to want to know about all three of them now anyway, just so you can prepare. The first one is Mercury retrograde. So Mercury will station retrograde in Aries on April 1st. No, that is not an April Fool's joke, at 6:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So what you can expect with this, Mercury retrograde, as we know, can bring challenges in communication and technology. But given that Aries is a very quick-moving energy, there can be a lot of misunderstandings or conflicts that arise if we are being a little too impatient or making very hasty decisions. So this Mercury retrograde is all about pausing and double-checking things more than usual and taking the time to slow down before you start anything new.
As you are reflecting during the Mercury retrograde period, you might be revisiting things from the past or any unfinished business that comes up. There will be a couple aspects that happen during the Mercury retrograde period. We already gave you a sneak preview of what Mercury conjunct the sun means. And we also will talk about Mercury's conjunction to Venus in next week's episode. All of the details, including the pre-shadow and post-shadow dates, will be included in next week's episode.
Then on April 5th at midnight Eastern Standard Time, so could be the 4th if you're on a different coast, Venus will enter Aries. What you need to know is that when Venus enters Aries, we are more passionate when it comes to pursuing the things that we love, and we're feeling more enthusiastic and confident. This transit can definitely encourage you to take initiative when it comes to Venus themes, such as relationships, finances, and creativity.
While Venus is in Aries, this is a good time to express yourself more boldly and to pursue the things that you enjoy. There will be a few aspects, as usual, that Venus will be making, including a aspect to Mercury retrograde and a conjunction to the North Node. More on that in an upcoming episode.
And then lastly, we end Aries season with the solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Something you should know is that the solar eclipse does signify new beginnings and fresh starts. So we're ending the season on an element of starting something new. This eclipse can definitely inspire you to set really bold intentions. Pair that with the fact that this is Astro New Year. If New Year's resolutions did not work out or were not top of mind, this might be the time that you are thinking about what you want the next year of your life to look at. It does give a New Year's feeling without it being New Year's.
Because this solar eclipse is in the sign of Aries, this can inspire you to be bold as you are taking actions, pursuing your passions, and embracing your independence. Similar to lunar eclipses, solar eclipses also can create significant shifts and changes in your life. It's really important that you embrace your true and authentic self as these changes are going on. Just wanted to mention that there also will be a conjunction to Mercury retrograde at the time of the solar eclipse, and we will go into more detail in that episode.
And that is it for Aries season. Just a reminder, next week we'll be giving you more insight into the upcoming Mercury retrograde, giving you time in advance so you can plan your life out. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, make sure you're following us on Instagram or on YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye.